Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy basketball, getting ready for a big weekend of Wyoming athletics. The Pokes will host Northern Iowa at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We've got head coach Alan Edwards joining us on the program. Coach, coming off a win, how are we doing today?
Just excited about the progress and just trying to get better with each opportunity and looking forward to this weekend against Northern Iowa.
What in particular were you pleased with the game against DU? It seems like you guys got off to a pretty good start. I know they kind of got crept a little closer there late in the second half, but you guys held them off. You know, what did you like about the way they came out and played after a couple tough games on the road?
Well, actually, I thought the point of emphasis going into the game, I thought we did a really good job in the first half taking care of the basketball. You know, but Turner was on the trip out to California, was hurt us in both games. And in the first half against DU, you know, we had zero turnovers. So, again, that was a point of emphasis. And then the other thing was just being active on the defensive end with our hands and trying to discourage their passing. Even though, you know, they're under new leadership, they still have some of the old Princeton habits still built in them. Plus, they wanted to go inside a little bit more. So, you know, we said our post defense starts with ball pressure, and I thought our guys came out with great energy in those two areas.
You mentioned on your teleconference earlier in the week that this six-game homestand was a critical stretch at this junction of the season. Could you elaborate a little more on that? What did you mean by that? Why do you feel it's a critical stretch for you guys?
Well, just when you look at the big picture and the season overall, I think at the end of the day, you always want to protect home floor and take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, I thought being on the road in Cali, you know, we learned a few things, you know, through some losses. But, you know, when you got six games at home in a row against quality opponents, you know, I just think at the end of the day, it could, you know, make or break your season, depending on how you come out and compete and take care of home floor.
It's been 2 years since you guys saw Northern Iowa in that NCAA tournament game in Seattle. And, you know, I think Jeremy Shiat tweeted out something today, Throwback Thursday, block or charge on that. What do you think? Block or charge from 2 years ago?
You mean on Derek Cook's show?
Oh, yeah, on DC.
I definitely have to go with a block. I thought that was, as crazy as it was, I thought it was a emotional play. Mm-hmm. When you really think about it. You know, if it goes our way, you know, it gets us hyped. It gets, you know, our fans that was in the arena hyped as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it goes to a block, you know, now it gets, you know, Northern Iowa hype and their crowd hype. So, you know, not that it was a deciding factor of the game, but I thought it was an emotional point in the game that could have helped propel or deflate you a little bit.
You know, as we sit here and talk today, Coach, with Northern Iowa, you know, early scout on them. I know this is kind of like a conference schedule here. You got DU, Northern Iowa on a Wednesday, Saturday. So have you gotten to really get down and dirty with Northern Iowa? What are they all about? Are they much different than the team you saw a couple years ago? I know personnel changes, but in their schemes or anything like that?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously when you're in this position, you have assistants that kind of pre-scout before you have an opportunity to look at them yourself. And this is Coach Jeremy and Coach Watts' scout. So, you know, the information that they've given me, and I've had a chance to watch a game and a half, very talented group, and would be like a conference opponent. Mm-hmm. Just excited about, you know, having the opportunity to play, you know, this type of team or quality of a team on our home floor. But, you know, they have a little bit like us, so to speak. You know, they have a good inside attack with the big kid, and then they have guys that can shoot the basketball and also have the preseason player of the year on their team. So it'll be definitely a great challenge for our guys this Saturday.
Do you like these? I mean, this is part of that Mount West Missouri Valley Challenge, and there's some good matchups. You know, what do you think about the two conferences battling it out? Do you like that sort of thing for scheduling?
I just think it's a good thing for basketball, not only from a competitive nature, but I also think it's good from a spectator standpoint as well. You know, when you get to play, to me, a conference opponent that's very similar in a sense of the Mountain West and the Missouri Valley, it's kind of the same type of deal. You know, we're just in two different conferences, so I just think it's a good deal just for basketball. You know, no different than the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I just think it's just good for basketball.
Yeah, there's some people that are out there, fans, whatnot, maybe other media members that will look at the numbers that a guy like Justin James puts up and ask why he's not in the starting lineup. I look at the number of minutes he plays, and he had 29 in the DU game, and that seems more important than whether your name's on that first five or not. Where do you stand on that? Could Justin work his way in, or does he just feel better with him coming off the bench right now?
Well, you know, one thing I said about this group, and I've sold them on this, is to not get caught up in who starts a game. You know, I truly don't have any starters, and I told them it's outside of probably Jason McManaman. But you know, my thing is more about mixing and mashing the units together or bodies together. So you know, I may play with the lineups just in a sense of. You know, getting some athleticism with some skill. And then, you know, with the way Justin is playing right now, yes, I feel more comfortable, you know, with him coming off the bench because I feel like it's an added boost more than anything.
What'd you think of Lou really getting back into the mix after a few games off with the rib injury? He seemed to really excel last night in coming back and being 100%.
Well, you know, Lou, like Justin, you know, I think those two bring different dynamics to our team, you know, versus a guy like Jason McManaman or even a guy like Alex Gorski. I think they bring something different. Then you look at Hayden Dalton and Alan Herndon. I think they bring something different. So, you know, I think it's our job as a staff, again, going back to just being able to mix them on the floor to where you just don't have too much skill and not enough athleticism, or vice versa, to where you have too much athleticism and not enough skill.
Coach, we'll leave you with this. We mentioned a big weekend of Wyoming athletics. Of course, the last time that San Diego State football was here, you guys finished off a sweep, so to speak, of football and basketball by beating South Dakota State. Now you get to kick things off with Northern Iowa at 1, and then you'll have some time to get over there to War Memorial Stadium to watch the football game. Early impressions on that Mount West Championship game following your guys. I know you're focused on you and I right now, but that Mount West Championship game's looming there as well. Well, right.
Well, I mean, again, I'm just excited for Coach Ball and the job he's done with that program. And you know, I tell our guys all the time, you know, we're all in this thing together. You know, when one wins, we all win. And you know, just to be a part of Wyoming's athletics this weekend, I think is a huge deal. When you have the type of opponent coming in to play basketball in Northern Iowa, and then you know, you cap it off tonight. And having the Mountain West Conference championship game, I just, you know, as a fan, I just think it's an exciting time, you know, to where, you know, you need to plan your weekend around it. so that we can pack both the arena auditorium in our football stadium as well.
Well, you got to see firsthand, too, Coach, what a conference title run through a conference tournament championship can do to a university and to an entire state by that just a couple years ago. So, I mean, you got firsthand what this state really, really gets behind.
Yeah, and, you know, even, you know, when I first got the job and I did a lot of speaking engagements, and that was one of the things I tapped into and talked about quite a bit. Just that moment, not even the moment of winning the championship, but the moment of just the support system that was there to help those young men compete and play for a championship and bring it home. And, you know, I just kept going back to the vision of being in Thomas and Mack Arena and playing against San Diego State, who has a tremendous following from a fan standpoint, and looking up and looking around and hearing our fans cheer and seeing that it was not even close between the support at that point in time between Wyoming and San Diego State. So I'm excited. Again, not only for our opportunity here, but you know, to be honest with you, I'm even more excited for what football has done this year.
Coach, best of luck. We'll see you over there tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.